We still remain under the influence of broad northwesterly flow, which will keep an active but progressive pattern in the forecast for the near future. At least it's going to come with a rise in temperatures. Weak high pressure will continue to move out for the afternoon. That's going to be ahead of a fast-moving short wave. This will continue to increase cloud cover throughout the day today and a chance at some disorganized showers throughout the afternoon and into the evening hours. Temperatures will be cold enough for a little bit of light snow in the Adirondacks, but valley locations should see only rain. Wet weather will wrap up by sunrise tomorrow, but Thursday, a better organized system will move in. This will bring a better chance at widespread organized moisture. Keep in mind, this is going to be a little bit warmer of a system, so it will be only a rainfall event for us. The storm exits by Thursday night, and for those of you who've been asking for a warm-up, you'll finally get your wish by Friday and Saturday. An upper-level ridge will pass overhead, allowing for highs to rebound into the 60s, even a few 70s possible for the lower Hudson Valley. It will come with some cloud cover and even a few spotty showers as well. For the weekend, an interesting setup takes hold as a strong temperature gradient sets up across the North Country and tries to sag to the south on Saturday. We could also see some snowfall along and behind this boundary as well. This will create a scenario where we can feel 30s and 40s across the Adirondacks, but anywhere from the 50s, 60s, and 70s elsewhere. Generally, the further south you live, the warmer you will be on Saturday. Cold air, however, will arrive for everyone on Sunday. This is going to drop highs into the 30s and 40s. Could also come with a little bit of organized wet weather. However, the best organized activity will stretch from the Adirondacks north into the St. Lawrence Valley. Next week, models are in agreement on a powerful storm system working its way into the region. It's going to bring widespread organized moisture. Initially, this could start as snowfall across our higher terrain on Monday, but a transition to all rain will occur, and that rain will be heavy at times. Your contiguous United States 24-hour temperature extremes ran from 104 at Death Valley, California, yesterday afternoon, to as cold as 7 degrees atop Mount Washington, New Hampshire, this morning. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, expect mostly sunny skies with highs in the mid-40s with a light northwesterly wind. Boston, sunshine again, highs in the mid-40s, a light easterly breeze, 5 to 10. And in Buffalo, showers will continue this afternoon. Wind will be breezy as well out of the southwest, 10 to 20, gusts upwards of 25 to 30. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George. Cloudy skies with afternoon and evening showers expected today. Highs will be in the low to mid 40s. Wind will be out of the southwest 5 to 10. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a few isolated showers. Lows tonight will fall into the upper 20s and lower 30s, light wind expected. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing clouds with periodic showers today. Highs will be in the low to mid 50s. Wind will be light out of the west. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a few isolated showers. Lows will be at or just above freezing with light wind. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, expect mostly cloudy skies with periodic showers today. High temperatures will reach the mid-40s with a light southwesterly breeze around 5 to 10. Overnight, expect mostly cloudy skies once again with a few spotty showers. Lows will be falling into the upper 20s to lower 30s with light wind. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing cloudiness today with highs in the upper 40s to lower 50s. Periodic showers will last through the evening time. Wind will be light out of the southwest 5 to 10. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with isolated showers as well. Lows will be falling into the upper 20s to lower 30s with light wind. Your regional forecast tomorrow, expect another round of organized rainfall to move through. Temperatures are going to be in the lower 50s. This will all clear by tomorrow evening. Friday, expect cloudy skies with a few sprinkles. Temperatures ranging from the upper 50s to the lower 60s. Saturday, overcast skies will continue. Temperatures, big range here from the 50s to the upper 60s with the colder weather off to the north. Showers will be possible as well for the second half of the day and through the overnight period into Sunday. Now, Sunday will be colder. High temperatures will only range from the 30s to the 40s. That's going to be ahead of widespread rainfall for Monday. High temperatures will be in the mid-40s. And again, keep in mind that rain on Monday could be heavy at times. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jordan Sherman.